The next patient is Alma Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. First name A-L-M-A. Number one, clinical case of a 43-year-old Hispanic female that is a recipient of a cadaver transplant that was done at the Cleveland Clinic in Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, Florida, in June of 2018. The patient has been immunosuppressed with the administration of Prograf, 1.5 milligrams in the morning and one in the afternoon. Myfortic, 360 milligrams three times a day, and prednisone 5 milligrams daily. The patient had a kidney biopsy on September the 24th of 2021 that was suggestive of a chronic antibody mediated rejection and focal segmental glomerulosclerosis status post. Period. The patient was given with steroid pulses, plasma exchange, immunoglobulin, and the administration of rituximab, two infusions. The patient had an allergic reaction to rituximab, period. For reasons that were not clear to me, the care was changed from the Cleveland Clinic to Tampa General Hospital as Transplant Center. And they recognize that the patient has a FSGS. The urine protein has been always 3+. However, in the latest determination, there was a protein creatinine ratio that was 1.56, period. The patient continues to have arterial hypertension, comorbid obesity, which makes the management of this condition extremely difficult. I have to point out that during the last visit, that was in May 31st of 2023, we started the patient in 10 milligrams of Jardiance. And this could be the reason for the proteinuria to be somewhat better. We are going to increase the Jardiance to 25 milligrams on a daily basis. We are going to increase the administration of nifedipine to 30 milligrams, nifedipine ER, 30 milligrams POBID, continue with the administration of losartan 100 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 BID, and furosemide 20 milligrams on a daily basis. Period. The patient was explained about the need to change the lifestyle once again. And she was explained that if she loses the kidney function and the kidney transplant, the possibility of transplantation will be extremely difficult due to the primary disease. Period. Number two, a patient has morbid obesity with a BMI of 38.3. Period. This patient has been going to bariatric clinic, and there is the possibility of doing bariatric surgery, which I consider adequate in this particular case. The only way that we will be able to stabilize this CKD stage 3B going into 3-4 is going into the only way to stabilize this CKD 3B and preventing further deterioration is by controlling the blood pressure, changing the patient to a plant-based diet, avoid the sodium, avoid the excessive amount of fluid, and continue with the medications, adjustment of the medications. The patient might be a candidate for finerenone as well. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs. The patient has a history of hypomagnesemia that is most likely associated to the administration of pantoprazole. Period. And a written communication with the bariatric clinic was done in order to expedite the process with the idea of preventing further deterioration of the kidney function. Period. Invested in the evaluation of the laboratory workup, 12 minutes, in the face-to-face, 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.